Americans worried about the coronavirus have been canceling trips and their airline bookings. And now more bad news for airlines. Three TSA screeners in California have tested positive for the virus. And presumably those TSA employees have been in proximity to thousands of travelers. Reporter Andrew Becker from our member station KUER broke this story, and he joins us now from Salt Lake City on Skype. Thanks for being with us, Andrew.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about these employees?
Well, there isn't a lot known about their who they are right now. TSA confirmed late last night in a statement that three employees from the San Jose airport in Northern California had tested positive for the virus, but identities, ages, genders have not been released. Hmm. And it's very much a fluid situation. Earlier, I had been hearing in the day that it was one employee who had tested positive for the virus, but by the time that TSA confirmed it, that number had climbed to three.
Hmm. I mean, biographical details of people who get the coronavirus have, you know, intentionally been kept kind of under wraps to give people privacy, but TSA is a different thing, right? I mean, these are people who presumably have contact with such a cross-section of the population. I mean, do we have any sense from TSA just what their exposure was to passengers?
Well, they're not saying much about passengers. What they are saying is that the three officers are receiving medical care, and all TSA employees who have come into contact with them have been put, in the last 14 days, have been quarantined at home. Now, from union officials, what I've heard that when this messaging first started to come out, at least locally, that around 40 TSA employees had been told to basically be in quarantine, that were they were no longer on the job and had shut down a checkpoint. We're talking the possibility of just these three officers alone coming into contact with thousands of people,
right,
on a shift. So the numbers are significant.
Any sense from TSA about precautionary measures they're going to put in place if more TSA employees develop an infection?
That's a great question. And it's actually a question that Senator Maria Cantwell, a Democrat from Washington, is asking the Department of Homeland Security. She's the ranking member on the Senate Commerce Committee, which has oversight of TSA. And she sent a letter earlier this week to the acting head of the Department of Homeland Security saying, what is the plan for a pandemic? What are precautions that you're messaging to employees? And right now, the messaging is wash your hands a lot and avoid being in large groups. I mean, and referring people to the CDC. So there's definitely some concern within within the TSA about how we're supposed to be responding to this. And some employees and union officials that I'm hearing from around the country are saying that there really isn't much of a plan.
Huh. I mean, we were just talking here around the newsroom. There are many times when you go through security where not everyone's wearing gloves. So you can imagine some questions about just something as simple as that, whether or not that should change going forward. Andrew Becker with member station KUER in Salt Lake City. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.